This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Scott Heiberger from the National Farm Medicine Center joins us. And Scott, here today, we're talking about telling your story. For a farmer, there's a different story to tell too, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, the idea is we interview farmers, we interview families, and by telling the story, what we mean is to tell the story of ag safety. So if a farmer's had a close call or there's been a fatality in a family, we started a project where we help them tell that story and we inject prevention messages in there. You know, a prevention message by itself is not always picked up on, and the media tell us they need something compelling, and we're all like that. Human beings are like that. We've told stories, you know, to the beginning of time. So when you take a prevention message and put it in a story, we're finding it's much more effective. And right now we have a website, tellingthestoryproject.org, and we have 8 or 10 of the stories up there now. We're adding more all the time. And it's also good for the storytellers because they're finding that in the case of a close call, they don't want this to happen to somebody else. In the case of a fatality to a farmer that occurred in Wisconsin, the message from that family is not only do we not want this to happen to anybody else, but it gives them a little bit of purpose. You know, you've lost a loved one. How can you make sense of that? What can you do? One very small thing you can do is to tell that story so that hopefully you feel like that has some meaning and value, and that it might prevent it from happening to another family.
How do you come up with these stories? Where do you find these people?
We find the stories basically kind of word of mouth. We're at the National Farm Medicine Center in Marshfield, Wisconsin, and the project also involves the Upper Midwest Ag Safety and Health Center at University of Minnesota and the Great Plains Ag Safety and Health Center based in Omaha, Nebraska. So between the three of us, we all have our contacts. Some of us do a little writing in the media, and we trade information, and we find the stories that way. You know, we do take suggestions. So if someone were to visit tellingthestoryproject.org and want to contribute, you know, there's a way to contact us there, and we certainly would be interested in working with you and telling your story as well.
You know, you hear about, somebody said fake news. Not necessarily fake news, but it's a different narrative than maybe what we should be putting out there. And the narrative on this is, you know, you get the breaking news, somebody dies on a farm, and then that's, like you said, the end of the story. But what's the real narrative, and what's the prevention for future?
Yeah, you know, we go through our news pretty fast, and then we move on to the next thing. And that was one thing that occurred to us. You know, really, agricultural, well, in terms of fatalities, certainly, it's kind of a drip, drip, drip. You know, it's not a dramatic, like a mining incident. The whole country is riveted. Are we going to get these miners out, et cetera? And then it opens the conversation to safety issues and could something have been done different? And we know that farming, these happen just out kind of in semi-isolated areas, and it's one at a time, then another one, then another one. We feel like this project can help us kind of tie all that together and give a more complete picture of what's really happening in the countryside. So yeah, that was definitely a consideration, a way to focus all of our attention on this issue and at the same time be constructive about it. You know, the storytelling, it's really word of mouth based. I mean, technology is great and we're using technology, of course, but with this project, we're taking a very, very old concept. We're taking a word of mouth concept. The other really powerful thing about this project is, you know, all kinds of research has been done that we as consumers of information and news, we trust our friends on Facebook and our friends, you know, in quote real life, more than we trust, you know, broadcast news or other sources of information. What we're trying to do with this Telling the Story project is tap into that trust that people have with each other, you know, farmer to farmer. We feel that's a really strong way to get our message out. We as safety people can go to conferences and we can give presentations and get things published, and that's part of our toolkit. But we feel like we're going to have the most traction when we're able to work with farmers and help them tell their own stories. We think that'll be very powerful.
Absolutely. You're on the right track. Well, thanks for visiting with us. Anything else you want to add to that?
National Farm Safety Week is once a year in September, but of course we're doing it year-round, and every month we just remind people to think about what's going on in your operation at that time of year and just appreciate your help in getting the word out. Tellingthestoryproject.org. We would be very interested in speaking with you or working with you and just kind of having you be part of our network.
Our thanks to Scott Heiberger, Communications Manager with the National Farm Medicine Center. And once again, the website to tell your story is tellingthestoryproject.org. The American Dairy Science Association has a new president. We'll talk about it tomorrow on our Policy Thursday with Dr. Ken Olson from ADSA. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.